Ngāi Tahu says Judith Collins has claimed the government plans to transfer all South Island water infrastructure to a new entity half-owned by the iwi. It's just plain wrong. With us now is Dr. Te Māori Tau, chairman of Ngāi Tahu Freshwater Group, Te Kura Taka Pini. Kia ora.
Kia ora. How are you?
What is the, just tell us, so what is the actual plan that is being proposed here? How, what is the structure? It's not ownership, you're saying it's co-governance, is that right?
There's no ownership involved in this one, but the tribe has obvious interest in water infrastructure, and we're working with the councils, primarily in our takiwā within the South Island, to make sure we get the best deal possible for the South Island.
So no ownership involved in this one. What does that mean?
Oh, exactly that. We had a fairly robust discussion amongst ourselves, and like the water issue, the tribe thought it was best not to go for ownership of these assets, and that it was a because these are fundamentally community public assets owned by the communities. Our view of the tribe is that we would oppose sell-off internationally of these assets.
Sure. So just for clarity, and I'll get to Judith Collins in a second, what we're talking about here is the idea of these new entities being set up that would take the responsibility off council, a bit like Watercare in Auckland. That would then have a board, it would be a new public entity, and Ngāi Tahu is what, proposing that it have a 50-50 co-governance role in that? Is that what's wanted?
Yeah, and the argument's going to be on, you know, it's all going to be in the detail here, but the tribe sees itself as having a core role in the governance of just simply because the tribe's not committed to an urban-rural positioning. You know, we've got villages right throughout the South Island. They have no water. And the tribe will see itself investing in infrastructure or, you know, later on in the future. So this is where we see ourselves going.
Okay, so Judith Collins is flat out wrong when she says this is about ownership.
Well, it's wrong and misleading.
And what is your response to that and the way in which she has characterised it, and she has been characterising this debate, in fact, over co-governance over the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's. I'm quite surprised because that's the National Party's really had good leadership on treaty issues amongst Māori. Look, the issue about rangatiratanga is going, it will have to be something that New Zealanders talk about, but what we don't need are ultra opinions on this that slide between, it's quite clear, Māori will look towards having control over their assets in the future, and that line's quite clear, and the treaty allows it. And in fact, deeds of settlements throughout the country allow Māori to have their own autonomy. Now, a lot of those settlements came through the National Party in the last government with Judith Collins. So I don't expect her to be literate New Zealand history, but her own party's history would be good.
So how does that look? So let's take water, for example. We know the Supreme Court has ruled that Māori have interests and rights in water, but no definitive definition around actual ownership of water. Is that something that Ngāi Tahu still wants sorted out? You mentioned at the beginning, not this particular project, but is there a future hope that the ownership issue can be sorted out?
Well, the tribe's not concerned with ownership at the moment, and in fact, at all. The tribe's concerned about how these resources, assets, are going to be managed and governed for the benefit of the tribe, at least in the South Island, and New Zealand public, because, you know, we have serious water infrastructure problems within the tribe. We've got, you know, live off creek water, and the taste of that creek water changes depending on the carcass in it, and it's just not good enough. They don't have, Māori do not have water infrastructure in their villages.
Dr. Te Māori Tau, thank you very much for that. Chairman of Ngāi Tahu's Freshwater Group, we appreciate your time. Kia ora for that. Sorry about the line on that. We were just dropping out a little bit there, unfortunately.